That's the sound of Katie Engel's first grade class as they take a brain break with the help of Go Noodle Plus. The kids run in place as they yell out the answers to addition problems in a race to the finish line animated on the classroom smart board. At first look, Go Noodle resembles an interactive video game, and the kids sure do treat it like one with their level of excitement. But the games are designed to keep the students active so they can stay focused on their classwork. David Hanslick is the regional director for Go Noodle, and he says that a numb body is a numb brain.
We want to get kids up and moving inside the classroom. Any sort of incremental minutes that we can do is our goal. We also know that when you activate your body, you in turn activate your mind. Anything that we can do on top of that academically with the Go Noodle Plus resource is just a win.
Go Noodle has a full library on its site featuring a variety of games that provide different types of activities along with incorporating the school's core content. Engel's classroom favorite is a dance channel called Cuckoo Kangaroo with the song Popsico.
Popsico!
When it's time to wind down and turn back to classwork, Go Noodle even has a section called Flow that has calming exercises to settle down the excited kids. Funding to get Go Noodle Plus into area schools is provided through a partnership between St. Clair Regional Medical Center and Passport Health Plan. The partnership's main goal is to improve the health of Kentucky kids. The executive director for the St. Clair Foundation, Tom Lewis, says starting young is the best way to make that happen.
Number one, because they deserve it. Number two, because we know we need to start changing mindsets, changing paradigms, changing the outlook on health. And it's best to hit people when they're young so that we can get those habits in place that we hope will continue for a lifetime.
McBrayer is also doing its part to set healthier guidelines for its students. Kim Armstrong is the school's PE teacher and chair of its wellness committee.
Our main focus this year is to try to get 60 minutes of physical activity a day for all of our students, and that's hard at times, so Go Noodle has helped out a lot. And then we also do classroom celebrations. We celebrate our birthdays at the end of every month, and parents can bring in snacks, but they have to choose snacks from a healthy snack list. And then we encourage teachers to do some type of movement break with them for their celebrations.
All of these steps are geared to help the physical health of the students, but they're also in place to help improve them academically. McBrayer principal Rhonda Banks believes the two go hand in hand.
It will tie into academics because the healthier you are, the more engaged you are, the more that you'll be successful.
Banks says it's too early to correlate Go Noodle's impact on students' test scores since the program has only been at McBrayer for about 4 weeks. But a study conducted in the 2014-2015 school year proves there is a connection. Hanzik explains.
What we did is we took out of three states, I think it was Arkansas, Texas, Louisiana, we had 600 students. We split them up into a control group that didn't do any Mega Math Marathon. We had an intervention group that played Mega Math Marathon three times a week. Both groups did a pretest. Both groups did a post-test. What we found was the individuals and the students that did Mega Math Marathon three times a week had a 50% increase on their math scores on the post-test. After doing it for the entire school year.
Schools in 20 counties in eastern Kentucky are using Go Noodle Plus in their classrooms, and it looks like the program will be a success in helping engaging both the students' minds and their bodies. Reporting for MSPR, I'm Jordan Simonson.